B-Pod Studios.
Last, about 10 days ago, we checked in with our friend Spike in North England because Jeff Smith, he is going to be spending the next 6 months underground in a coffin, and we're going to update, find out what's going on from North England, from the Railway Inn pub in Mansfield. It's our buddy Spike. Hi, Spike.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing well. Just checking in again. We checked in with you about 10 days ago.
Yeah, Jeff's been down there. G-E-O-F-F has been down there.
Limeys.
13 days today.
Our first question today, how often do you clean the lines on the draft beer?
At least once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Shouldn't that be done every day?
No.
All right.
You can spoil the taste of it if you do it every day.
Right, it's got to age.
Yeah, that's like what I always said about the old grill when I didn't feel like cleaning it. That's seasoning.
Now, the last time we spoke, Jeff was in his coffin. He's underground.
Is he alive?
Is he alive? Is he doing well?
Alive and well.
You know that because you've spoken to him through the urine / feeding hole, right?
Correct. Correct. He's now, still crapping well.
Now, this is something that I still... We asked you, you know, how big is the coffin that he's in?
The internal measurements are 2'6" square and 7 foot long.
All right. Now, there's not a lot of room in there for bathroom facilities.
No.
You said he uses a bedpan.
Yeah.
And then it goes up, the waste goes up through the same tube that you bring his food down into him.
Correct.
Is there any problems that have resulted from this?
And there may be a slight problem because he had a bit of the runs yesterday.
Did you think that maybe he had a bit of the runes because, you know, it's all going in and out the same hole there?
No. It's in a plastic bag.
What?
The only thing that could go wrong is if we get the little plastic tubs mixed up, that
right.
We send the food up and down in.
Or one of them busts open.
That's right. But anyway, it doesn't matter because if you've tasted my wife's cooking... It could easily get mixed up with crap.
I believe it, man. You know, the kidney pie and all that stuff you guys eat, it's crazy.
Now, speaking of that, at the Railway Inn pub, what's the special on the menu tonight?
Today we've had chicken breasts, we've had roast pork dinner, roast beef dinner, we've had some nice pizzas, homemade pizzas.
So no
chips, mashed potatoes, fresh vegetables.
No goat's intestines or anything like that?
Nothing like that.
All right. Now, I do have to ask you.
Spike's all right.
Spike's a good guy.
He would rather be here than there.
Yes.
I would rather be with you guys than over here.
Yeah.
If you can get a collection together, I'll come over and tell you some really good stories.
Well, if you purposely send the wrong tub down to Jeff and see if he notices, maybe we'll see if we can do something.
Right.
And I forgot, why is he doing this?
Well, he's doing it to break the world record.
And the world record is how long?
141 days.
And he wants to spend how many days?
He wants to break the world record and do 142. He'd like to go on and do 150.
Is he going...
He'd also like to do 180.
Is he going stir-crazy down there? Is he keeping his sanity?
Look. He was completely and utterly insane when he went down there.
Does he realize...
No, he's not losing anything.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
So he had no muscle tone to begin with, so we don't have to worry
nothing
about atrophy.
Whatsoever.
Yes,
nothing.
So he's doing no exercises down there, right?
Well, he's not got much room to do any exercises
all you can do is just lie down.
Lie down and perhaps do some... Minimum exercise.
Have you guys really thought this out? I mean, bed sores, things like that?
Yeah.
Well, no, there isn't a book on how to bury yourself alive. You know what I mean? You don't sort of go into a... can you imagine chains of DIY burial shops?
Can he, like when he sleeps down there, being that it's only 2 foot high, can he actually turn completely around and, like, sleep on his stomach for a while?
Yes, he can.
He can do that?
Yes.
And that's about the only movement he can do down there?
Yeah, he's burst a couple of blow-up dolls so far.
He's what now?
Burst a couple of blow-up dolls.
Oh, burst a couple of blow-up dolls. That's funny. Last time we spoke with you, the town people had no interest in this. Has there been been new interest now that he's been in there for 13 days? Are people in your town starting to come around?
In a word, no.
Have you thought maybe this is just a bad idea? Let's dig him up.
No, it's a good idea. Keep him down there.
Right. Has he said at any time that he regrets doing this?
No.
He's not saying nothing, is he?
No.
Have you checked to see that he's breathing?
Yes, he's there. He's smiling away and looking up the tube.
Oh, that's right. If you look down the tube, the feeding septic tube, you look down there, you can actually see his face.
Yes.
And you could do anything you wanted, couldn't you? If you decided, water the grass or something.
Right.
If you want to flash at him, yes.
Right.
No, I don't mean flash at him. I mean he's outside a pub. Bladder buster night and you sneak outside, there's Jeff.
Right. Some people might mistake that tube there for an outhouse and put a squirt down there.
They could do easily, but I wouldn't let them do it. He's guarded. He's got guards.
Right.
You know what it is, man? You're just a promotional genius, and you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You are correct. If this was in America doing this particular thing now, it'd be a cult figure.
Oh, it'd be huge.
You should come over here and open a theme park. Oh, wait, they tried.
My son emigrated to Australia last year, and it's major. It's mega in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Smith has got a cult following throughout Australia.
Would you rather be in Australia than where you're at, too?
I'd rather be in Timbuktu. I'd rather be rather be at the top of a coconut tree in the middle of the desert.
I want to ask you though, Spike. I mean, come on. I mean, you're the owner of a nice pub in England. I mean, that a lot of people in the United States would like to have that, what you've got.
Well, send them over. First here, first served. One to come with money can have the place.
Have you called Guinness to see if you can give your place away next year?
Yeah. No. Why don't you do that? Give the place away.
No. I'm hoping to be rich eventually, but I don't think I will.
Has your pub been in the family for a long time?
No. We only bought it 18 months ago.
But is it an old building with some history and heritage to it?
Yes, the building itself is 300 years old.
Ah.
It's a very, very old building, a very, very old pub.
So what did you do before you decided to become a pub owner?
Well, I used to be an undertaker.
You used to be an undertaker?
I used to be an undertaker.
Well, then why are you giving us all this crap about DIY burials? You know everything that needs to be done there.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you can go. You can actually, in this country, I mean, in most countries in the world, you can be buried. So long as you've got a hygienic box for your body to go in.
Yeah, you can take them in the backyard, set them on fire.
You can go to the crematorium on top of a bus.
So
in a wheelbarrow.
So and men can wear skirts.
That's right.
So being an undertaker, you actually worked on dead bodies before.
That's correct.
True or false, to give the face fullness, they got to stuff the mouth with cotton.
Correct.
All right. And they put some stuff underneath the eyes to give it a little lift.
Like
an eye cup.
Little plastic inserts, yes, that's
all right,
correct.
Spike, tell us something we don't know.
Yeah, tell us something that we don't know that happens to a body when you have to go and prepare it for burial.
Well, every time a body, this is not many people know this, but every time somebody goes and has a body, you've got to give them a tip. So if you, for instance, pick a body up from a house and take it to a public mortuary, then when the public mortuary receive the body, they expect probably about $5 tip. And then when you go back for the body, they expect another $5 tip. And then when you take it somewhere else, the vicar wants a bit of a tip. But everybody that goes anywhere near it needs a tip. If you look at your expenses that you're given when you get a bill for a funeral, you'll always see at the bottom of it out-of-pocket expenses. And that's everybody delving in and wanting a little bit of a few pints of beer out of it.
Nothing but kickbacks, man.
Correct.
Last question for you, Spike. Is there any chance that in the coming weeks we are going to get a phone down there so that we can talk to Jeff?
I asked a very large Irish brewery today who came to see me. I said that if you give us £2,000, which is a very small amount of money,
right,
I will have a phone line put in, then everybody throughout the world who rings up can say, can we speak to Jeff? And I can say, yes, thank you to XYZ Brewery. You can now speak to Jeff.
Sure. What did that brewery tell you? No?
They haven't said yes or no, but for a couple of £1,000, which is going to charity anyway, right. I that own this pub, I'm making nothing. All I'm making is hopefully extra people come and buy a drink. Now, today, I have arranged a live interview with Japan at 11:45 Sunday.
But they'll have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, I could speak all sorts of languages, you know.
You can speak Chinese?
Listen, for $2,000, mate, I'll speak in Dutch. Listen, any businessman out there, there must be some businessman like myself who, you must think, people think that I'm a lunatic for allowing a 7-foot-old to be dug in my back garden. I was thinking at the time, well, that could be good for business.
Yeah.
Paid off.
You're regretting that now, aren't you?
No, because I've got, four people turned up on Thursday from Germany.
Oh, well, that's good.
Now they'll go anywhere.
Came all the way from Germany.
They're easily invited.
Have a look at Jeff.
Hey, Spike, we'll spread the word over here.
And Spike, one last question.
Yes.
Was the Elvis Costello album named after you?
What's it called?
Spike.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I wish it was. If it was named after me, where's me royalties?
Bye, Spike. We'll check in with you next week.
Don't forget.
I won't. Bye-bye. That is our friend Spike from the Railway Inn Pub in Mansfield, North England.
He's like the English Ralph Cramden. He's got it all figured out, just nobody will get with the program.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2:00, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
sincerely. We do this show nude from the waist up and also the waist down. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hmm. Hey, everybody. What's the matter?
It smells in here like it used to after you just clean the heads on a tape machine, but we don't have a tape machine in here anymore. No.
I can't describe that smell.
Like rubbing alcohol.
What is it? What are you?
A little schnappy in here.
Yeah, I think it's a little schnappy.
A little schnappy in here today, boys.
I don't know. Something's not right in here. Jeez.
Yep.
Well, how was your weekend?
Don't ask. How was your weekend?
Don't ask.
I gotta break this news. And you know, and Haney said it, what? Haney said it before we went on the air. 20-something years ago, you'd think, accident.
Oh, you would immediately think it was an accident.
Dateline, New York City. The New York City Fire Department is responding to a helicopter crash into the roof of a 54-story office building, Midtown Manhattan. This is according to law enforcement officials. A report of the crash at 7th Avenue and West 49th Street came in shortly before 2. No other details are immediately available. The city has issued an emergency notification saying expect road closures and emergency vehicles. And we're looking at the TV now.
Well, Stan, at this point, all we can do is speculate. Is there any chance this is in retaliation for the shooting of David Big Poppy Ortiz?
That is another one. Last night I'm going to bed and on the news.
You would think that
Big
guy
Poppy
would be
shot.
You would think he would be bulletproof wherever he went, especially in the Dominican.
He's in the Dominican. He's outside of a bar,
and he's the local boy that became a superstar. If you're not bulletproof at that point,
gets shot from behind, through and through his stomach. Latest news was that they had to remove his gallbladder and some intestines. And he's recovering.
If David Ortiz is not safe in the Dominican Republic, are any of us safe?
Nobody is. They caught the guy. Well, they caught him out there and beat the living crud out of him.
Sad to say, it seems like he'd be safer in Boston.
Yeah. Well, they love him in Boston. Well, they love him in the Dominican, too.
But he got shot there.
Yeah, I know. Look. There they are. Look it.
Oh.
That's the guy that shot Big Poppy. He's getting the crud beat.
Allegedly, because with every blow he's going, I don't know nothing and I can prove it.
Yeah. My goodness. They have have you seen the video footage? The black and white footage of Big Poppy sitting there and the guy.
And then all of a sudden you see a lurch back and to the left.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see that? He was standing still.
Yep.
Again, it's grainy film.
And we're lucky to have any film of this at all.
Back,
so sometimes you got to slow it down, run it frame by frame, yes. And that's what you'll see. The action goes back and to the left.
Yep. Yeah, very slow. You know, people at first didn't know what direction the shot came from, but we know just by the movement of the body.
And then
back
you can,
to the left.
We see the movement of Ortiz back and to the left.
Yeah, that's right.
And you see the general disbelief.
There you go.
There you go, right
back
there.
Back and to the left.
Watch. Oh, that was that moments before.
Back.
Look, there it is.
Yep.
Right there.
And to the left.
Back and to the left. It might point to a second gunman. I don't know. But look at it again. And to the left.
And you can see there, it's almost as if it's manufactured chaos.
Yep.
That may not have been the actual shot.
Could not be, yep. Might have been the guard next to him.
There's also, if you look at it very closely, and yes. I don't know if you can see it on this particular image.
Yeah.
There's a girl wearing a polka dot dress.
Yep.
who very quickly leaves the scene.
And in the Dominican, her another one looks like almost like a Russian lady. Let's call her the babushka woman.
Mm-hmm.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Let's rewind that. Back,
yep. Back and to the left. I hope he's okay. You're right. He would have been safer in Boston. And Boston's a town that's got a real chip on its shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you look at the guy that allegedly shot him, and he's within an inch of death. He's been beaten senseless. Can you imagine what a Boston beatdown would do?
They wouldn't be kicking him. They'd have blackjacks, brass knuckles.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to answer any questions at this point.
They'll have their very own Louisville slugger.
Yep.
Let me show you how Big Poppy did it.
Yep. This is for you, Big Poppy.
All right. We got. What?
I know. I feel it.
What is this?
It's a little schnappy in here, boys.
I wonder if we not lit a match, if it would be a good idea or a bad idea.
No,
probably not a good idea.
No. Well,
no, but
geez. Mike Schnappy.
Back and to the left. Yes. I love it when you call me Big Schnappy.
Yep. These are the sounds that make life worthwhile. Just a friendly reminder that life is good in the afternoon with Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the broadcast. We're going to have the grab bag for you here in just a second. Coming up today, we're going to give you a chance to win, and one of the prizes is to get qualified to get a pair of Rolling Stones tickets to the August 31st show at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. You get qualified if you win a Rolling Stones Bridges to Bremen DVD. That'll be one of the prizes.
Are you sure that's not Babylon?
Nope.
Are they getting not creative in their old age?
I don't see the
album. It's Bridges to Something.
Yes. The DVD.
It's already been done.
Which I don't think they named it themselves. I had somebody named it for them.
Okay, so it's meant to be a nod to Bridges of Babylon.
Maybe isn't Bremen in, where's Bremen? Where's
Germany?
Yeah, then it might be their.
The German Federation?
Their Deutschland show. There's the album. See, isn't that the German symbol there?
No, that's just that? A cool-looking roaring lion.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what?
It's in gold.
I'm going to tell you.
By the way, I want to thank you for the compliment publicly.
Okay.
You referred to me as fine champagne.
Yep, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The longer you keep it on the shelf, it's either going to go bad or be really good.
I clicked on what? I clicked on some obvious clickbait over the weekend, and I'm glad I did.
Why?
The clickbait was how Jay-Z became a billionaire.
Yeah.
And I said, that's clickbait, but I'm intrigued. Because, I mean, he's had some big records, but not billions worth.
How'd he become a big billionaire?
Here's what he did.
What?
He observed while he was in the club about the first thing that hip-hop people do when they have any money.
What do they do? Buy some bling?
No, we're talking about when they're in the club.
Oh, what do they do?
First thing they do is give me the most expensive bottle that you have.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what it is. They don't care what it is. And it's not about the product.
Yeah.
It's because it's the most expensive.
Yeah.
And so Jay-Z started looking into it.
Yeah.
And I guess over the years has developed some sort of palate for champagne.
Oh, sure.
And the market was not great for champagne. But he found one that he thought, this is good champagne. And it goes for $60 a bottle. And it's a,
regular.
Yeah,
run of the mill
vineyard, and the name of it is like four or five French words that I don't even know how to pronounce. He bought the rights to that champagne. Then remember, $60 a bottle, not cheap but attainable.
A celebration champagne.
He said, "We're doing away with the French name. This is going to be my personal champagne called ace of spades.
Yeah.
The best champagne in the world. Oh, well, it better be for $60 a bottle, huh? No, son. It's not $60 a bottle anymore. It's $750.
Yeah. Yep.
$750, mother.
Yep.
And so that's what all the young aspiring dudes now throw their money
and
at.
So he gets the money.
Yeah. Give me some of that ace of spades.
Yeah, and they put it in a nice pretty bottle.
Yep.
Look at that. That's gorgeous.
That's how he made his money.
Yeah. All right. That's how they do it.
That's not cool at all.
I didn't want to ask you.
I'm just saying, ace of spades, buddy. That's Motorhead. That's Lemmy, man.
I think you're just a little schnappy.
Yeah. You're very schnappy in here.
Yeah, it does.
Can I just say something? I'm watching this thing in New York City. Here's how misinformation starts. And it's always this way. Whether there's something going on, they have Cuomo on the air. He says
I'm nothing like my daddy.
You're damn right he's
and
not.
And I resign.
He said emergency crash landing on the building. The fire was out. Nobody was hurt. The local ABC affiliate is reporting more than just a hard landing. It crashed on the roof of the 54-story building in Manhattan, and they're reporting one dead. You don't know what's real right now. It's everybody trying to be first, and you get misinformation, and you got the governor going on and mouthing off.
And if your name is Cuomo, you shouldn't say a damn thing till you know for sure.
You better believe it, like his daddy wouldn't. Grab bag. Dave, how do you spell that?
G-R-A-B-B-A-G, grab bag.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. This is for my buddy Haney.
Oh, please.
Why challenging yourself is so important. Challenging yourself helps you identify your personal and professional goals. It helps you establish your priorities and motivate you. Challenging yourself expands your mind and gives you a sense of contentment. It also triggers creativity, expands your social growth, and gets rid of boredom and helps fight depression. Challenging yourself will help you achieve that big, audacious goal you've dreamt of. One small step at a time.
Yeah.
Motivational Monday.
That's what I believe. One small step at a time.
What, one small step for man?
Yep.
One giant leap for mankind?
Oh, remind me. I got to tell you, I watched over the weekend the Apollo 11 documentary that they just came out with for the 50th anniversary. You and I are space nuts. Manned space flight nuts.
Well, everybody used to be.
This was one of the most incredible things I have seen. You're going to see stuff if you watch it that you never saw before. Why? This filmmaker that decided to put it together. And I never heard anything like this. The filmmaker got access to the National Archives, where stored, never watched, just was taken and stored away, 65-millimeter film of documenting Apollo 11 that NASA...
What would that be, like TLR film?
It's
like a Hasselblad?
It is. They don't have projectors for it. They went and had so many hours of this film and so many hours that were locked in the National Archives.
That would be supreme quality for that time.
Wait till you hear what they did. And audio that had never been heard before. The filmmaker had to build a special viewer to digitize the film. And he said, we were thinking in advance. He said, this film was pristine. He said, we developed a copier to digitize it to the tune of 9K. And that way, the film can go back into the archives and never have to be touched again. that when television and screens go from 4K, 5K, he said generations to come, they're going to have the best footage available, and they're never going to have to touch the 65-millimeter film. The NASA, as part of a government project, also shot a limited amount of 75-millimeter film. And they got the audio, and they got the film, and they synced it up, edited it so that you could have from beginning to end of the flight. And the picture quality is so good that from 50 years ago that it could have happened yesterday. You see the tiniest threads on their spacesuits. Everything shot in 65 millimeter, and it was spectacular. And no narrator. There's nobody narrating the film for you.
Speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself. They've got They've got footage of Walter Cronkite telling you.
And so how are we going to see this?
It's available now on 4K DVD.
So you have to buy the DVD to get it?
It's on demand, too, if you want to go on your cable system.
What's it called?
Apollo 11.
All right. Simple enough. Did you hear about Apollo 10?
What about Apollo 10? Oh, that it's still orbiting around? Yeah, I said that like 2 weeks ago. They I guess the LEM is still circling the moon.
Which never made it to the moon. They used that to test if they could dock. Now, I saw it too, but it didn't really register with me. Like, well, of course, the moon stuff's still there. This lander for Apollo 10 actually left the orbit of the moon, and where they found it is they believe, with statistical certainty, that they have located it orbiting the sun.
Oh, well, it'll eventually burn up. But think about that.
Everything will eventually, but this seems to be in a pretty good orbit. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's to a point now where we can't see it. It's behind the sun now. And so when they project that it will emerge, they will be able to direct all kinds of things at it.
That's awesome. Oh, back to home. Pennsylvania has been hit with a lot of the tornadoes and stuff. They got a guy that...
Well, the whole middle section of the country has been going through hell.
They got a guy that you know darn well. If you knew Dave, the two of them would pal up.
Oh, shut up.
He thinks the tornadoes were caused by all of these damn traffic circles.
Well, man.
All of these roundabouts.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Thank you. Buddy, yours?
That is completely correct.
Well, it just makes sense. It makes
total sense.
Going round and round like that, it stirs up the air. And what's the air going to do? Go round and round.
All right. Start them damn tornadoes.
Never had them before.
No. Dateline New York State. Guy in a stolen car caused a crash and decided to flee police. They caught him nude in a chicken coop.
I walked over to the side window and I look out, and the guy's in my chicken coop. And he's totally naked. He's covered with mud, and he's chasing my chickens. He did end up getting one of the chickens. Never found, we searched around. We found a trail of feathers, actually, leading from my chicken coop over to the neighbor's and then on down the hill. So, you know, we're assuming that he killed the chicken, but we just haven't been able to find that.
Absolute Law text line, our buddy Morgan said, Stan, I saw Apollo 11, and it's awesome. Highly recommend it on Amazon. You can, if you got Amazon Prime. I think I have Amazon Prime, but I still would have to pay for it.
Well, the cool thing with Amazon Prime is it seems like if it is available, even if it's only for sale, at least you have the option there.
Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. Gotta train all the Burger King employees again. They noticed when they were closing up the place that the employees were cleaning down the kids' play area and tables with the mop.
I'm disgusted, honestly. I had just ate on that table. Like, did you do this yesterday? Do you do this every night? Did you do this this morning? I feel like this is unacceptable.
The restaurant owner will be retraining his team. We saw about 15 minutes ago, and actually still going on behind me, the manager out there with the employees with a cloth teaching them how to wipe down the tables. I saw no mops around.
That's good news. This is a phenomenal story.
I hate that word now.
Phenomenal?
Unacceptable.
Oh, unacceptable. I like phenomenal. That's one of my
favorite phenomenal
words.
Is fine. Unacceptable is generally met with F.
This is great. This Dateline Denver.
It doesn't make you mad? Unacceptable? Dave, tell Stan he did something unacceptable.
Oh, my God, Stan, that was completely unacceptable what you did to
that
lady.
You're struggling even to say the
no,
word.
No, I'm not, man.
Unacceptable.
It's a bad
unacceptable.
Word.
Unacceptable.
You're unacceptable.
Look
see?
At me.
Instant anger.
Yeah. What's your problem?
Instant... I thought you said you weren't going to talk today.
Unacceptable.
Well, I can't help it.
It's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable that he's letting me talk.
Dateline Denver. His name? Michael Atkins. He... was a school janitor. He was working as a janitor. Then they gave him a job working as a teacher's aide. Then after he became a teacher's aide, he became a teacher. Rose up through the ranks. He just got hired as the principal at a school in the same town. Different school, but in the same town. Went from janitor to principal.
At every school I'm at, I try and get in during the summer because I miss floors. I took pride in the bathrooms that I cleaned. I took pride in the rooms that I vacuumed. This teacher took the time and the opportunity to form a relationship that opened a door for me in education. This has been a part of my story, and I've learned so much just from walking these streets. So what I want for my students is to experience diversity at a high level, and it definitely speaks to my why, of why I do this. I'm home. I'm home. This is home for me.
Great story.
I don't know, man. Your grab bag is just riddled with things like unacceptable diversity. Just come on.
All right, I got more coming.
Not cool.
Bad man. Words.
Yep.
NBA Finals. They let a 13-year-old kid who was reporting for
acceptable.
Yeah. CBC Kids News into the press conference to ask Raptors star Kyle Lowry a question.
Mr. Lowry,
yes.
How does it feel to be an icon all over Canada, kids?
I'm not a. That's a crazy question. I ain't never been asked that one. I put it this way, man. I was once a kid. I was once in your shoes, and to be able to know kids one day will want to be like me, I hold myself to a super high standard. And I want you to see. I want kids, and I want you to see a man that's really professional, really about his business, but at the same time, he's still fun and loving at everything else.
Dominic, last
crazy question.
Question
right there, boy. You
last
can't,
question
you can't
right
beat time. That question. You can't beat that question. You can try, but you can't beat that question.
Why do I miss Charles Barkley?
Yeah, he's not a role model. This is pretty cool. The Washington Nationals made history on Sunday. They became the first team to do it. It's very rare to do it once. But this is the second time for the Nationals doing it. They did it once in 2017. Listen to them. Four consecutive home runs.
Howie Kendrick, left field. See you later. Off the facing of the scoreboard out there. Well, that quieted down the crowd, and now Turner hits one deep to center. See you later. Trey's fourth and the Nats by two. Adam Eaton puts a charge into one. Out to deep center. CU, three in a row. Three balls absolutely crushed. And Rendon is next. Now they can drive. Rendon, deep to right. CU, four in a row.
Unbelievable.
See you later, huh?
Yeah,
that's all you got.
Well, they got each announcer has to have their own call. You know, like Glenn Berman used to do, or Chris Berman,
like I used to do when I used to call the. Well, you know, they got the Little League World Series. I'd call the Little League semifinals, and mine was Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Yep, everybody's got to have their own call.
And you don't know until you go into that business and you realize, well, you can't use this, you can't use that.
That's so-and-so.
You know, something that where you just go, and goodbye!
Oh, that's already taken.
Yeah. So that's I came up with Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Not bad. So Jon Favreau has a cooking show. His guest...
The Jon Favreau?
Yes.
The guy from Swingers?
Yes.
Who's now directing Iron Man
it's
and all that?
It's a Netflix show. It's called The Chef Show. His guest was our friend Gwyneth Paltrow.
And I think him and Vince Vaughn should do it. They were
well,
a great team.
She was a guest. And he starts talking about a Spider-Man movie that the two of them did. She had no recollection of them doing... She had no recollection of her doing a Spider-Man movie.
We were actually doing it when we were filming Spider-Man. That was the first time. We just brought a film crew with us down to Atlanta. And we cooked at the Optimist.
Spider-Man?
And we had a dinner. Well, yeah, we were in Spider-Man together. Remember we were on Spider-Man?
We weren't in Spider-Man.
Yes, we were.
Homecoming.
You were in Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah.
I was in Avengers.
No, you were in Spider-Man also. Remember Spider-Man at the end and Tom Holland's there and you're going to walk out and do a press conference and I give you the ring?
Yes.
That was Spider-Man.
That was Spider-Man? Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Academy Award winner.
That's... Woo!
I'm going to end the grab bag with something really cool.
You know, somewhere, there is someone that has developed a very detailed conspiracy theory about movies, and she just blew it wide open.
Yeah. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. This song that I'm going to play for you, Living on a Prayer, was remixed so that the song...
It doesn't need to be. It's a great song.
It is. But what they're trying to point out is this song has so many layers to it, and there's so much going on that they want to highlight all the different things going on and show you how it fit together. And I listened to this morning, and I said, this is very cool.
Does it go, ooh, bow, bow.
Take a listen.
Bow, bow.
All remixed to just show you all the different things going on and how they work together. All of this from the original, just highlighted.
Once upon a time, not so long ago, Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough.
We'll be right back. cool or
That's
what?
That's awesome.
Isn't it? Stan, Haney is very cranky. Get a hold of your employee.
Who is writing that?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to sick Dave on him.
I'll get him.
Dave, being on the show on Monday is unacceptable.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's about diversity.
Damn right.
Peter Mug North bringing us the grab
it's
bag.
It's about diversity and inclusion.
That, yep. Thank you.
And it's Pride Month.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he's very problematic.
Shut up, you man.
That is unacceptable.
Damn it, Haney.
96 K-Rock.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and
Haney. It's a real radio and it works great. Can I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Dan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. In about 30 minutes, a little less, about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win some prizes. And that's when I'm going to throw in your chance to get qualified to go see the Rolling Stones by winning a Rolling Stones Bridges to Bremen DVD. That gets you in the running for tickets to go see the Rolling Stones in Miami.
And we welcome them.
We well,
Stan Dave, you
want to
welcome them?
Dave.
Absolutely.
Oh,
welcome.
I want you.
What?
Let's go to the.
Oh, God.
Absolute Law text line.
Yeah, what's happening?
He's a good boy. Why
no,
do you
go
do
ahead.
This?
No, I'm ready to hear it.
And I don't disagree with him.
Oh, jeez.
I don't disagree
well,
with him.
Well, then pop my mic down, Stan.
You know what? Good idea.
No, don't do that.
What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Why'd you tell him to do that? You know he will.
I'm going back to the podcasts, which isn't as entertaining as live, but to get past the idiot Dave comments. One day a week is bearable, but him putting in his 2 cents on a daily basis is overwhelming.
At least he's got 2 cents.
He doesn't.
He's got 2 cents.
Yeah, it's out in the car.
Sure, you idiot.
Cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
oh.
By the way, if you want to call in, we've got other prizes as well, 277-9600. Another guy wants to throw some words at you that he thinks...
Like problematic,
yeah.
And
Haney, here's a few more words to bounce off you: social justice, gentrification. Yeah.
Sorry. What was that?
Gentrification.
Gentrification.
Gentrification. Gentrification.
Are you talking about gentrification?
Gentrification.
But I like how you said it better.
Gentrification.
I think that's what's going on.
Gentrification.
You know, with Dave here, you know.
With Dave here, you know, he runs.
Well, let
roughshod.
Me tell you.
He needs to have respect and learn to keep his mouth shut.
And you know, I tried to guide Dave and teach him things.
Please send the waterman back to Fridays.
Do you mind if we have just a very brief...
I do mind, but it's going to happen anyway. What, Dave? What are we going to do with Dave?
I was just going to give him a little history lesson. I'm a little taken aback at your hostility.
Well, I agree with the listeners.
Dave, would you like to have a little history lesson and take some heat off you?
Sure, absolutely.
Here you go. Learn.
Don, tell us how it really was when you was working with Daddy.
Well, in 1950, I took a little nip along with Mr. Williams on the way to Mississippi. We were stacked day deep in a Packard limousine when I met this promoter in the town of New Orleans.
Well, a man told Daddy he had what it took, and he liked the way it sang, and he liked the way it shook.
He said pretty soon he'd make us all rich, and we
started believing that bad son of a bitch.
Money and to book me on a show.
And we played them dates and would fill the places well, but Hank, he done blowed the profit all hell, cause he'd run through a 10 and he'd run through a 20 and he'd run through a 100 just as hard as he could go. Like a big dope of sauce to a little bitty feller, he'd spend $1,000 on a $100 show. Hank looked at me with a funny looking grin, said, I've been to the opera and I'm going.
Even know what they're talking about?
You have to tell Audrey about some women Hank had laid.
And you told Daddy he better get smart, get rid of them fellas and make a new start.
And he fired my ass and he fired Jerry Rivers and he fired everybody just as hard as he could go.
He fired old Cedric and he fired Sammy Pruitt.
And he fired some people that he didn't even know.
I can't win.
You know what? We can't have
There's another one, divisive.
Yeah, divisive.
I was getting screwed, but you wasn't getting kissed.
You really, they either love you or hate you.
That's normal.
Are you supposed to always be loved, Stan?
Not always be hated by some people and always be loved by some people.
Because the haters are the one that like to write.
Well, no, there's a compliment on here, too.
I doubt
some
it.
Haters can't write.
That's true. But I doubt there's a compliment, Stan.
Somebody has a question for you, though.
Oh, sure.
Dave, who's your favorite Democratic presidential candidate? I assume you are that stupid.
That's a compliment, Stan?
No, that's one that's taking a shot at you. Can you name anybody running for president on the Democratic side?
Right now?
Yeah.
What the hell is his name? Jeez. Hold on, man. Not John Edwards. The touchy-feely guy.
Yeah, who's that? Who's that?
The old vice president.
The old vice president.
All I know is Hillary. And I know she's not running.
Here's the positive one.
I don't want to hear it.
I vote for Dave. More entertainment when there is an idiot thrown into the mix. I agree. I don't disagree.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you, Dexter.
Oh, God.
No kidding.
No, I know.
Joe Biden. That's the dude.
All right. Can you name anybody else? There's like 24
Dave,
of them.
Dave, would you like me to tell you who you would be for on the Democratic side?
Not Bernie Sanders.
No. If you had to pick from one of them, you would pick Tulsi Gabbard.
You would pick Tulsi Gabbard.
Therefore, Dave will pick Tulsi Gabbard.
Didn't tell
one,
him to.
That's the one that got shot in the face?
No.
Are you really? Seriously?
Well, didn't one of them get shot
Seriously,
in the face?
What is your malfunction?
She retired.
I don't pay attention to politics, bro. I got other things going on.
She was married to that astronaut.
You know who that one is.
That's the one that
I'll
got shot.
I'll give you his first name. Buzz
Aldrin.
No, she's not married to Buzz Aldrin. Good
I didn't
Lord.
Know. I had no clue Buzz Aldrin got shot in the face. That's a good guy,
Jeez,
man.
You are pathetic.
American hero.
No, there were astronauts that were twins, and one of them was married to I think she was a congresswoman that got shot in Arizona.
Right. It's not the crazy astronaut that chased the dude down and crapped in her spacesuit, is it?
Please.
You're
not serious.
That's a woman astronaut. I'm talking about male astronauts. They're identical twins, and so one of them went up on the space station, and then they compared the two bodies. The one that was in space to the one that was here, because they're exactly the same.
Oh. Sorry.
How about Empowered?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's the girl that crapped her pants.
Yep, that's the one.
Which has nothing to do with what we're talking
no,
about.
Okay, well, nothing to do with the woman that was shot in the face that's running for president now.
I can't even remember her name.
Gabby Giffords.
Yes.
That's who that was.
That's who he's thinking of.
Very similar.
And she's not capable of running for president.
No.
She had part of her brain removed.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
You're the one that said she got shot in the face, you know?
Yeah. Well, sometimes people get lucky. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Get shot in the face. You get lucky. Hey, anyway.
Well, how? Who got lucky?
Well, just go right through the cheek instead of going.
And
up.
You've seen this?
I haven't seen it, but you know.
No, you've heard
just
about it.
Nothing but.
No, I'm not. Dude. I've never seen Faces of Death.
This is why people hate
Remember
you.
Remember Faces of Death? I had the 40th copy of a copy.
This is why people hate you.
I don't care what.
So your
think.
Knowledge comes from the Faces of Death series of DVDs.
Absolutely. The Faces of Death was awesome, man.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was
the most depressing thing.
It was absolutely disgusting.
But
you're talking in circles.
No, I'm not.
You make a statement, and then we tell you it's the most disgusting thing in the world, and then suddenly you change your viewpoint on it.
No, I'm saying it was different, but it became...
It was different.
At the time when you're 13 years old and you see it.
You're watching it at 13?
Well, of course.
Good Lord.
I know. What the heck?
That was horrible.
There was nothing redeeming about that at all.
Because it didn't look real, but then...
Oh, now it didn't look real.
It didn't look real at the time.
I thought you said you saw somebody shot in the face.
Well, that's what they showed and went through the cheek, if I remember.
But they were fine.
Yeah, they lived.
How do you know?
Well, I truly don't know. I'm guessing.
You don't know. You've seen it.
Shut up and stop talking to me.
By the way, military men hate words like counter-conspiracy.
Counter-conspiracy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Counter-insurgency.
No, I don't blame him.
Neither do I.
That's something Petraeus made up.
We love Dave.
No.
He is funny. People won't cut up on Stan because he hangs up on people. Well, that's true. You know what? You know why? Because I'm one of the hosts of the show. That's my prerogative. And you know,
remember when you had a big hit with that?
Yeah,
my prerogative.
And remember
when you picked up that mic with all that swag and everybody talking all this stuff about
Jackie,
me?
Besides Jackie, haven't I given you enough prizes already? You're on our hot list. Watch out, she wants a prize.
You know what? That was a great song that you did, Stan.
What's with that?
Well, I think people remember it. How much money did you make off this?
Oh, my prerogative?
Yeah.
Not as much as you'd think.
And those dance moves you had.
Yeah, not as much as you'd think.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
I have Faces of Death on DVD. The worst one is the little monkey in the middle of the table when they uncover it and smack him in the head with hammers until it's dead.
Yeah, that was bad.
Not real. Not real.
It was a fake?
It was fake.
I don't know. It's just depressing.
It was horrible.
And here's some free advice for you, no matter how old you are. You think you want to see something just because you've never seen it before. Not a great instinct, because as Stan likes to say, you can't unsee.
No.
Now, you can bury it.
Yeah.
But it'll always be there.
You can't take it back once you see something.
Like, as soon as he said the title of it, all of a sudden, there it is again.
There it is.
Can't get rid of it.
No. But had you never seen it and don't even know what it's about, you still have part of your innocence there. But once you see something, you can't take it back. And that little piece of your brain, where it's still innocent, is gone forever.
And... you know what I learned from that, Dave?
What's that, bud?
Not that it's not that it was cool in any way.
Mm-mm.
What it showed me is that people are capable of being much crueler than I ever thought.
Yep. Yep.
That is true. That is true.
We're going to take a break. Here's what we're going to do when we come back. And somebody's going to get qualified for Stones tickets. I've got a stack of surveys. Just quick. One hit. Rapid fire. You get the number one answer in these, and they're easy questions. you get the number one answer in the survey, you're going to win a prize. If you don't get any answer that's on the survey card, you win nothing. If you get something that's there, but it's not number one, I'll give you another chance.
And you're in charge.
And I'm in charge.
Because it's your prerogative.
Right. Always has been. Rob, I'll need a buzzer and a bell. Buzzer and a bell ready for next break.
Watch that volume.
Well, I don't know what it's a crapshoot.
Well, keep it low.
And then I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't leave it at the normal level.
No.
You never know. So you're going to get a chance to get some qualify for the Stones. We've got...
You did a great job with this.
I know.
I love that line. Everybody's talking all this stuff about
it's
me.
It's my prerogative.
Why won't they just let me live?
Sometimes we think about maybe changing our minds and just say, f*** all this and just leave it all behind. But then some drunk ends up being caller number 10. Then we open the phones.
Ahoy.
And it starts all over again.
Stan and Haney.
On 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. An hour away from the Wayback Machine. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year, and we'll be doing that in about an hour. Right now, going to give you a chance to win, and I'll use Dave as an example of how the game is played. We're going to play pick the number one answer. I've got tons of survey questions. Your job is, when I get you, it's going to be rapid fire. Your job is when I get you on the phone, I'm going to give you the category. You give me an answer. If it is the number one answer, you're going to win a prize. If it doesn't show up on the list, you're out. I go to the next caller. If you name something that is on the list, but not number one, I'll give you a second chance. Stop reading the questions, Dave.
I can't read that far.
if you answer correctly, you will have your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice while they last.
I have taken my headphones off because you're going to ask to hear that.
Well, now, hold on. I'm going to keep it down.
Oh, yeah.
We got Bob Cousaw, Pewter Mug North, tickets to go see Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, and number one author at the Southwest Florida Event Center. We've got Disrupt Festival tickets. Featuring, it's going to be at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa. Sum 41, Thrice, The Used, bunch of other bands going to be there. We have Bam's Restaurant. We have Subway. We have Sunshine Ace Hardware. And yes, you could say I would like the Rolling Stones Bridges to Bremen DVD, and I will automatically qualify you for Rolling Stones tickets.
And then you can welcome them, too.
And then you can welcome them, too. That's right. All right, let me and the buzzer, Rob. Give me the bell. Okay, I got to keep it way down. Buzzer. Okay, I got to keep it right
is
there.
It safe?
Yeah, it's safe. It's safe. All right, let's play Stan's number one. Now I'm going to give you an example with Dave, and then I'll release the phones. I'll take them cold, rapid fire. This is an example of the game. Dave.
Yes.
Tell me something people in Florida do a lot more than people in Minnesota.
Sunbathe.
You would have gotten the number one answer. Go to the beach.
Dave wins.
And Dave would win.
Woo!
That would be followed by swimming and surfing, eating oranges, going fishing, sweat, bathing suits.
People in Minnesota don't eat oranges?
More than. But that's how the game's played. Phone lines are released. You know the prizes. Winner's choice. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Ahoy. Can you hear me? Oh, no, you can't. Yes. Hold on.
You got to put it in program, Stan.
It is in program, you stupid idiot.
And if take
you,
it out of audition.
It's not in audition. Right. I will punch you in the mouth and ask you to leave.
Will you knock a tooth out in the process?
I sure will.
Makes me look a whole lot cooler.
Sit away from the... Yeah, I saw the one in the back of your head.
You know, if you followed through on the things that you wanted to do to Dave, he'd be a complete cripple.
Yep.
Broken hand, broken arm.
So consider yourself lucky. What's your first name, buddy?
Mike.
Mike. If you get the number one answer, you get a prize. Besides Thanksgiving, name a holiday when people eat too much.
Christmas.
Yep, number one answer. What would you like?
The Rolling Stones.
All right, I'm going to give you a Bridges to Bremen DVD, and it automatically gets you in the running for the Rolling Stones on the, what day are they coming? The 31st, August 31st at the Hard Rock in Miami.
That sounds awesome.
All right, hold on, buddy.
And we're welcoming the hell out of them.
We sure are. Let's try it again now. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, and Dave. Tom from
Naples. Hey, Tom. How are
you? Can you believe the Rolling Stones are on tour and coming here?
In 2019.
Wow.
They were old in the 70s.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. They came around about the same time as the Beatles did. And they're still here.
Now, see, we say, oh, the Rolling Stones are playing, and nobody thinks about it. If we're the Beatles are playing.
They have, it would be the same thing. They are at about 56 years as a band. Even more, maybe.
How old are they?
They
call them the Strolling Bones.
They Mick Jagger's in his mid-70s. Bill Wyman, God bless him, left the band in 89. Still a pretty cool dude. Mm-hmm. He's in his 80s.
Wow.
All right, here we go. What's your first name?
Tom.
Tom, here we go.
And Tom, yes, I heard that, and you get credit for the Strolling Bones. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Name something to which some people love to give away the ending.
Movies.
Yep, number one. Number one answer, what would you like?
I missed that part. I don't know.
I've got Baba Kusaw, Pewter Mug, Brian Kilmeade. I've got
Brian Kilmeade.
Betcha, buddy. We saw him when he was here last time.
Yeah, that'll be a good night.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hold on.
I talked to you that night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was there with my son.
Oh, I remember. And you get a chance to see him again, buddy. Thanks.
And Sam.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to be out of line, but your fiance is pretty hot.
Thank you.
Well, of course.
Thank you, of course.
He's not going to be seen about town with some sort of...
You know, I got standards.
Now, do you really remember him, or were you just...
I do remember him. I sure do. Met him both. Met him and his son. We were off to the side before Brian Kilmeade started talking, and he came up, started talking to us, introduced me to his son before and after the event.
Because I was going to say, if you didn't remember him, that was a masterful job.
I do remember
because it really seemed like you did.
Because I did.
Okay. Well, that's easy then. Yep. Not as impressive.
No, it isn't. But my memory is still sharp. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Really good.
All right, you ready for yours?
I am ready.
I'm looking for the number one answer. If it's not, if it doesn't even show up your answer, you're done. If there's something there that does show up, but it's not number one, I'll give you a second chance, all right?
Okay, see ya.
All right, here we go, Tracy. Name something that one of the five little pigs did. Name something that one of the five little pigs did.
They ran to each other's houses.
They did what?
They went to each other's houses after the first house got blown down. They went to the others.
Not even on the board. La ta ta. All right, we'll move that one along.
Oh, are you saving that?
Well,
we.
I guess it wasn't even on the board, so I can ask it again.
We.
Number two on the board. Number, I'll move along.
You know, but I didn't get number one.
No, you didn't. Would you like another shot at it?
Went to market.
Yep. Number one.
This little piggy stayed home.
Went to market. Wee. Stayed home. Ate roast beef. Had none. Those were the ones that you had to guess. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Get the number one answer, you win. Get something on the board, we'll give you another chance. Nothing, you're out.
Okay.
All right. Name something one family member might steal from another.
Money.
Number one answer. Number one, buddy. What would you like?
Pyramid North, please.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Money, followed by clothing and shoes, food, jewelry, lover. Ahoy, who's this?
Rob.
Rob, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one answer, you're going to get a prize. Name something in your house with four legs.
Table.
Number one answer. Nice job. What would you like?
Probably nothing. I'm in Ocean View, Delaware. I don't know what.
What the hell are you? Oh, do you have a stick pin?
I don't know.
Well, then you must not.
Can you see the ocean from there?
No, not unless you climb up about a 300-foot tree.
So it's really not a good view.
Well, it's called Ocean View, but you can't see the ocean.
All right,
we need a stick pin.
Yeah, we're going to give you a stick pin. I got to write you Ocean View,
Maryland.
Delaware.
Maryland.
Delaware. All right. Okay.
What's the difference?
Right. Oh, you're gone. 277. By the way, Rob, stick pin, Ocean View, Delaware. Ocean View, Delaware. That was the number one answer he gave. La-da-da. Ahoy, who's this?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right, sweetheart. All right, sweetheart.
It's lovely, Linda.
Linda, name a term used in a game of bowling.
A strike.
Number one, a strike. What would you like?
Rolling Stone.
Already gave them away for today. I think Rob's going to have a chance tonight, and then I'll have another chance tomorrow. Do you want to wait?
I want to wait because the last time I went to see the Rolling Stones, it was a Steel Wheels tour, and I won the tickets by singing on the radio at 96 K-Rock.
No kidding.
What'd you sing?
Yeah. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No pills gonna cure my ills. I got a
bad case of loving you.
That's pretty good.
Next time, if I had the chance to give you, I'd make you sing a Rolling Stones tune. I saw the Rolling Stones in 81 and 89. That was enough.
That was plenty. How do you top the Jovan tour?
You know, I was and I was thinking about that because I was listening to the live album from that tour. And you keep saying how horrible it was.
But it was universally panned.
The album was.
Yeah.
But.
The recording.
Yeah, right. But that was when Van Halen opened for them and the Henry Paul Band opened for them.
Yeah, that's when Feaster opened for the Stones.
Yep. I was there.
And then you got to meet him later in life.
That's true. That's very true.
Did you ever talk to him about that?
Did not, because we didn't put two and two together that the Henry Paul Band opened for him. I saw them. The show that I saw was day two at the Citrus Bowl, Tangerine Bowl then, in Orlando. They did a 2 days worth of stadium shows, and there was such a gap between bands coming on. And I remember that Van Halen was the final opener before the Stones came on, and the rule was, I don't know if they had were not getting along, but Van Halen had to be completely broken down and out of the stadium before the Rolling Stones would do their deal.
Well,
and I just remember it was a long day.
Well, that's Van Halen in their prime.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they were worried about being a little shown up.
Maybe.
Energy level a little different.
look that up and see who, in Orlando, Haney, day two, because there were more than just the Henry Paul band and Van Halen. There was at least three bands that came on before the Rolling Stones.
All right, I'll check. I am just recovering from a crash.
All right.
Hasn't happened in a while.
It was the second show, Tangerine Bowl, 1981. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mark. Ahoy, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. Let's give you a shot at this for a prize.
All righty, let's try it.
Get the number one answer.
All right, go ahead.
Name something magicians try to escape from.
Name that again? I'm sorry.
Name something magicians try to escape from.
I would say, the water thing, the thing where you...
A water, water tank?
Yes.
Not the number one answer.
Okay.
I will give you one more chance at it.
The crowd.
no, not there.
I did not know this.
What?
The complete show is on YouTube.
Huh? Oh, I know parts of it were on YouTube.
It's 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
The second show?
I don't know which show it is. It just says...
Does it have the date? I want to say I saw, and I don't... I want to say it was the Sunday show. There was a Saturday show and a Sunday show, I think. It was 2 days.
Let's see. That was a long tour.
It was a long tour, and it was mayhem.
Okay, so it says it was the 24th and 25th.
I was at the 25th show
of Rocktober.
Yes,
it shows Henry Paul and Van Halen.
There was another band. There had to have been another band there that opened. I remember it being a long, long day.
Well, that was the only show that had Van Halen there.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the only show. I saw Van Halen. That was like the second time.
They were
I'd
in Atlanta the next day with the Stray Cats.
No.
Then they went and did a bunch of dates in Houston with George Thorogood, Fabulous Thunderbirds, ZZ Top.
I want to say the Fabulous Thunderbirds were there. I'm not positive.
Then there was the Neville Brothers, Tina Turner. Etta James opened for them in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Molly Hatchett and Henry Paul in Syracuse. The Clash, Iggy Pop and Santana in Pontiac, Michigan.
Mine was Van Halen.
Yeah. Because that was a rock Super Bowl, right?
I don't know if they called it a rock Super Bowl. Here's the things have changed so much. I still have my ticket. You couldn't call. Obviously, you couldn't go online. No computers.
There was no such thing.
You couldn't call to get tickets. You had to mail a request to an address. You had to fill out a postcard with how many tickets you wanted, and they would notify you if you got the tickets. It was all done through snail mail because there were more people that wanted to go to the show, and you would mail in the amount of tickets, and it was like almost like a lottery system. If you're... postcard was filled out and you were selected, you were notified that you could get tickets.
Let's see. Rolling Stones were touring behind their new single, Start Me Up, from their number one album, Tattoo You.
Yep.
Van Halen simultaneously on the road, winding down their Fair Warning tour, supporting their fourth album, and were asked by the Stones to open for them at their October 24th date at the Tangerine Bowl. Let's see. The show was to be the final show for Van Halen's 81 tour and would mark the second and last time the bands would ever share the same stage. The first was when Van Halen opened for the Stones at the New Orleans Superdome in 1978. The Stones added the Henry Paul Band and moved the start time to 11 a.m. instead of noon. Tickets were $15.60, and all 60,500 of them sold out in less than 10 hours. A second show was added,
yep,
which also sold out in less than 10 hours. Billboard reports the two concerts grossed $1,887,600. It was called Rock Super Bowl 12.
That's amazing, because you know what? And I think I have a picture of my ticket. I'm going to bring that ticket up and take a look at it.
Mick Jagger recalled later to the fake news New York Times, quote, "The front rows in Orlando were filled with these 12 or 13-year-old girls, some of whom were making the most unseemly suggestions."
Oh, it was the 80s.
Valerie Bertinelli stood on the edge of the stage during both shows.
Of course she did.
Did you see her?
I did not. We're going to take a break. I didn't see much. Well, I saw them, but I was in a condition.
you were in a condition.
Yeah, I was in a condition. Stan and Haney.
Suffering from the vapors, were you?
Yes. 96K Rock.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I was looking at my ticket to see the Rolling Stones and Van Halen in 1981. My ticket price was $15. You can't fathom that. You get $15. I don't know what it is now to go see the Stones if you bought tickets. $15.
Wow. Stan, some breaking news. As you know, during the show, I'm always working the phones and reaching out to my sources.
Yeah.
And my people in the Dominican Republic say they know exactly what happened with Big Poppy.
What happened? Was he up to no good?
Well, let's bring everyone up to date on what we know now.
He was shot.
And when he was shot twice from behind, the resulting action back and to the left.
Yep. We've seen the footage. It's plain as day. Back and to the left.
And when we say we've seen the footage and it's plain as day, it is, but you have to slow it down and look at it frame by frame. Sources in the Dominican Republic say that there were two assailants, both of them police officers.
What?
Hired by a drug lord.
What?
To take Big Poppy out.
Get out? Really?
Why?
Why?
The unnamed drug lord believed Big Poppy may have been doing things with a woman that may or may not be the drug lord's wife or significant other.
Yeah. All he did was give her a foot massage.
Well, foot massage, man. That's kind of personal, you know?
You know. No, he's losing your life over. Yeah. Foot massage.
Well, the guy named Rockahar? Tony Rockahar?
Rob, how much are ticket prices now? If I was going to go and buy a Rolling Stones ticket, how much are tickets to the Rolling Stones?
The lowest is $187, and up then it to? Says the highest is $494+.
Good Lord.
Jeez. I paid $15.
Oh. Do you know where you were?
Yes, I do.
Wherever you're sitting.
Say what, Rob?
The highest price I found is $1,599.
Oh, that's off. That's a broker. That's a scalper. Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Wonder if we can see you.
Oh, there's not a chance in hell you can see me. Is this from my show?
Yep. You want to see him?
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
I am out of your way.
I was not there.
Where were you?
I was right up, like up in here. I was there.
Back into
back
the left.
Into the left. Back into the left. Exactly. Back and to the left.
There he is, hunched over from the vapors.
Back into the left. That's where I was.
We had the vapors out.
Yeah, had the vapors. Yeah. Missed after show.
Let's get you up.
How long were you there?
What do you mean, how long was I there?
Well, if you saw Henry, Paul, Van Halen, and the Stones.
Show was moved up to 11 o'clock. I was probably in the bowl before 10. And I just remember it was the end of the day. I mean, the sun was going down when I got out of there. It was a long day. It was hot. And if you remember the Tangerine Bowl, no seats. Bleacher seating only. It was god-awful. Thank you.
The kind of thing that a young Stan would get pumped for.
I was pumped for that. But it would be 8 years later before I said, you know what, I'll go to another Rolling Stone show. And it's been decades since then.
So was this your second time seeing Van Halen after the first being the garage incident?
Correct.
Where you flew?
That was in 1980.
And this was 81.
And that was 81. Those were the, yes.
You lucky bastard. You saw Van Halen twice.
Yep. With the original lineup.
I never saw him once.
Let's get you updated on traffic for
your
drive.
I was too busy working.
Yeah. Well, I was working too. I had to beg for days off.
Yeah, but you were working in Orlando where you could get to stuff.
Well, you could get to stuff. You could. Things happened in Orlando.
You know, when you got jobs located in Melbourne and Cape Canaveral, it's hard to get over there with a couple of spare hours.
Now, that's the truth.
K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. Disabled vehicle in Alva on Sawyer Lane and Palm Beach Boulevard.
Anything you want to clarify about Alva?
It's the town is named after the flower, not Thomas Alva Edison.
I think that's very important to know.
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, simple enough. Mark Haney's got the headlines for you right now. You know, somebody was just posted up here. You want to talk about inflation. They say, well, a $15 ticket in 1981 converted to $2019 is $41.84 today. Yet the Stones to go and play are like in the $400 range.
Well, I mean, at this point, you know, they're a museum piece.
Yeah. When I was in England in 2013... They were playing at Hyde Park when I was there. I was not at Hyde Park, but I was adjacent to. You could hear them because the place was a madhouse. But I was in London when they played Hyde Park, too, in 2013.
Well, aren't you snooty?
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. Yeah. I don't do things like that.
No, never have.
No, never will.
Nope. Not that snooty stuff.
Nope. We will have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
We've already talked quite a bit today about space and NASA.
Yep.
NASA is opening up the International Space Station to tourists. Isn't that great?
Yeah, and then something's going to happen. And we're all going to, you know.
But don't worry, it won't be you.
No.
When I tell you how much it costs, you'll know why.
Don't come cheap.
Well. Johnny Rockets. We used to have one.
Yeah.
But then it closed down.
It did.
But they're still in business elsewhere. And they have really gone down the rabbit hole with their latest dessert. There's a lot more to it, but in a nutshell, they're testing a milkshake that has an entire piece of cake on top of it.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how you'd maintain structural integrity of that. Then again, I'm not an expert.
Right.
Police in Utah call 911 when they find themselves stuck in an elevator in the 911 building. You know, the comments that the local TV news and TV and local newspapers get are real gems. Specifically, a man in Pennsylvania called in to the local TV news last week to explain what he believes are causing tornadoes.
Yep. He knows.
Yep. A girl in Mexico turned 3 last week, and her parents allowed her to choose a theme for her birthday party.
Okay, nice.
What did she choose?
What?
The horror movie The Nun. And finally, a man in Indiana was busted for driving the wrong way down a highway last week. Now you're thinking, must have been drunk.
Yeah.
He was not. He hadn't had a drop to drink. So the question is, if you're not impaired, why are you driving the wrong way on the highway?
You'll have the answer for us in less than an hour.
Yeah, I should tease that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stan.
No problem.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour in the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, and we're welcoming back a old friend as sponsor for the 4 o'clock fluffer. Our friends at Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral and Fort Myers.
God bless them.
Firehouse Subs, welcome back. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Kanye West turned 42 on Saturday. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things overheard on Kanye's birthday.
Top things overheard on Kanye's birthday.
Here, use this knife OJ asked my dad to hide to cut the cake. Say, after we eat cake, let's gather around the laptop and Google how your wife became famous in the first place. Lamar. That is not the particular bag of ice we ask you to bring, okay?
Yeah,
you got to be careful when you're talking to Lamar Odom. You ask him for bring a bag of ice over.
Yeah, 10-pounder.
Laugh it up.
You know, I've felt underdressed before, but this is the first occasion I've felt under-assed. What time does the script suggest we sing happy birthday to him?
Yeah. Well,
laughing at your own laugh, aren't you?
Can't help it.
Yeah, I knew him way back when he was famous for being a rapper.
Yep.
For the last time, Kanye, we did contact Taylor Swift. She RSVP'd no. Oh, those are lovely. Who brought those two giant red balloons? What do you mean those are Kylie's lips?
Laugh it up.
Kanye, I'm going to let you finish celebrating, but Beyonce had the best birthday party of all time.
Yeah. Love it.
And finally, the very top thing overheard on Kanye's birthday.
Yes.
Jay-Z wanted to be here, but, you know, the embarrassment. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
They're all just jealous because Kanye wants to make America great
again. That's right. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Ed. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Guys, enough with this Friday skit with Billy.
What?
All it does is bring jackass douche Dave into the mix. And then it's nothing but dude and bro and showing a severe lack of intelligence. Stan, please tell Skater Boy to turn his hat around and start speaking like he has half a brain at least. Love you guys, but you need to lose some of those clown asses. Signed, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
I appreciate that, Dave.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, this weekend was more full of BS than a Christmas turkey. Here's what went on.
Christmas turkeys are full of BS?
Yep. One, Congress is proposing a $4,300 pay raise, and isn't it ironic it is being supported by both parties? Those mother effers, what the hell do they need with a raise? Ridiculous. Number two.
Well, they've done such a good job.
The left in the House are working on an immigration bill that is just stupid. It states that if you are gay, a lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, or any other not normal person, you cannot be deported. Yeah, that's what we need. More freaks in our country.
I love The Guardian.
Number three. The state of Oregon is pushing to eliminate the Electoral College. Fine. Then you don't get a say in who becomes president. Four. California is going to start paying for medical care for illegals to the tune of $98 million. And who will pay for that? The California taxpayer. Folks, everyone of these is coming from the left, whose only intention is to destroy our country. We cannot let these things happen. Fight back. Have your voice heard. Of course, that's just my opinion. Sign The Guardian.
Jesus.
Way back machine when we come back. Stan and Haney.
Breaker 1-9. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes.
Way back of all this gentrification.
Yeah. Way back machine in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Jet's Pizza bringing it to us.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. They're all Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle. Midpoint Bridge. Fort Myers side. Crash. 16,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. Crash, Fort Myers, 5200 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the Joya Auto Sales. And one more, crash, Fort Myers, Alico Road, and Domestic Avenue.
A lot of bad stuff happens on Domestic.
Yeah, you know a it probably does.
Oh, especially on the weekends.
Yeah. We do it every Monday. We look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today we're going to take a look at songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Where are we going?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1973.
Remember, you heard it.
Sure did.
I bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's
live
it
up. Dobie Gray.
One of the greatest songs ever written.
Yep.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain.
I see you got your axe today.
I do.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh,
you know the that's the Stan and Haney difference.
Off to your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand.
Is that the side of the snare or is that a wood block?
The world wood block.
Outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along. Made it strong. Oh, give me the beat, free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Week in 1973, Dobie Gray.
And you know, that song has been covered multiple times by different artists. And the greatest compliment, they don't change the instrumentation of it.
No.
They keep it virtually the same.
Very good. Coming in at number 14, a band I got a chance to see in 1985. Three Dog Night.
First album I ever bought. It was Three Dog Night.
They opened for the Beach Boys and blew them away. Blew them away. Chuck Negron was back with them.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain. Wet the rain and shine by love. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame. Wet the rain and shine by love. Oh, ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
was in Daytona that I saw them. I don't know what they have the Civic Center there.
Ocean Center.
Ocean Center. That was it. This week, 1973, coming in at number 13. Oh, what a great band. The Spinners.
Mm-hmm.
This one's called One of a Kind.
Love Affair. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
One of a kind, love affair.
Yeah.
When you're down is up, and you're up is down.
When you're down is up, and you're up is down.
Yeah.
And when you know you're right, but you got to make a little sacrifice.
Gotta make that sacrifice, even though you know you're right.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
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 She would leave without goodbye.
Left you without a goodbye, huh? Yes, sir.
She wrote a line or two upon the wall. Said, I'm leaving you, no, I love you too.
She wrote that on the wall?
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
Yeah. Try getting that off with one of them Mr. Clean erasers.
Yeah, the magic eraser.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she did it.
Yeah.
So you're stuck with it. Yeah, she ain't looking at it.
No.
You're stuck looking at it.
But you gotta go. There won't be a fight because your love is right, but you're leaving wrong.
Wait a second. There won't be a fight because your love is right, but you're leaving?
Yeah, because she wrote it on a wall.
Very wordy.
When your up is down and your down is up.
To pay the price.
You know you're right when you gotta sacrifice.
To pay the price.
Yeah.
Little sacrifice. You make it for love.
You make it for love.
Yeah.
You make it for love.
But you get nothing back.
Nothing. That's Dave on piano.
Way to go, Dave.
Told you I'm good.
Shut up.
You should.
Iconic riffs in rock history.
Coming in at number 12. Doobie Brothers.
Brother Tom.
Half a mile from here. See them roving and watch them disappear.
kind of that Michael McDonald hype then.
Yeah. This is BM before McDonald.
Get it, Stan.
Yeah, got my harp. See how I can talk and play at the same time?
That's amazing.
Was charting in 73, Dr. John.
Yeah, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Little green, green gumbo, baby. Take you back to New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about. Go out there, take a wrong turn and get rolled. Yeah.
I've been in the right place. But it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. I got to cure my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place.
Brain salad surgery. Right
time. I've been in the right place. But it must have been the wrong song.
Oh, get some. Yeah. And you said people don't like this.
This is not that long. And he's back.
Been hiding out down the street. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion.
Refried confusion.
Don't ask.
Wonder which way to
get on out of here. But I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but it must have been the wrong car. I took the right move,
yeah,
but I made it at the wrong time. I've been in the right trip.
The number one song in the land this week in 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings and My Love.
Ugh.
We're going to take a break. Mark Haney in the news is next.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Show, he will kick things off at 6 o'clock and take you through your evening. And you heard, we had a qualifier today. K-Rock has your free tickets to see the Rolling Stones Saturday, August 31st, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. All you got to do is listen to win a copy of the brand new Rolling Stones live DVD, Bridges to Bremen, courtesy of Eagle Rock Entertainment. All people that qualify with a DVD are instantly eligible to win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones. You want complete details? Go to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
You know, you mentioned Eagle Rock Entertainment. You remember our old manager? What was his company? Falling Star Entertainment? We signed up with him.
Sure did.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
No, look what happened to us.
Falling Star Entertainment.
Yep. Sorry. Xfinity. You know, now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast, reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi that you can control.
Perhaps you're gathering the family for dinner, as we all do.
If only.
And you don't want little Susie, I'm sorry, little Caitlin, gossiping on her phone while you're eating.
Nope.
Because you want to force her to discuss her day.
Yep.
You have the power to do that.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can actually spy on everybody in your household.
Oh, yes.
If you want to find out if curfew's been set and you want to find out who's...
You are Big Brother.
You can check online with the Xfinity My Account app. So take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity Wi-Fi now. It's that simple, easy, and awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, plus... upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more.
Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 62119 restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds may vary.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock.
That says a truck is on the midpoint, backed up, Colonial, going onto the Cape. Elsewhere, Ash, Daniels Parkway, and 6 Mile Cypress. Couple in Lehigh Acres, crash, Richmond Avenue North and 7th Street. Also Lehigh Acres, Richmond Avenue North and Leland Heights Boulevard East. And in Bonita, crash, 27,000 block of Old 41 Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the evening news with Dan Rather in Washington, Nelson Benton in Washington, Don Webster south of Quang Tri, South Vietnam, Bill Curtis near Indianapolis, and John Cheyenne in Wesseling, West Germany, with a special report on the environment. Can the world be saved?
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected
Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, June 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
One thing you should know, Iran is run by idiots.
Oh, without a doubt. They're, well, we would call them backwards.
Ba-ba-ba.
Yep.
In Iran, homosexuality is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You see their government officials all the time. The few times that they're talking to the Western press, they will say, oh, there is not a single homosexual in Iran. It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Homosexuality is not only illegal in Iran, it is punishable by death. So you would imagine there'd be a lot of people being put to death.
Is there? I would assume.
Not so much. Although homosexuality is illegal, sex changes are completely accepted. As a matter of fact, if you feel a little effeminate, the government will gladly have it chopped off for you and something else fashioned. So, Iran has the second most sex changes in the entire world, just behind Thailand's face.
Oh, God.
Believe it or not.
I choose to believe it.
Good call. There is only one city to have had all four of their major pro sports teams play on the same day. Only one.
New York.
No.
Chicago.
Nope.
Los Angeles. Well, they had it, didn't have a football team for a while. I don't know.
Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix is the only city to have had all four major pro sports teams play on the same day. 2001. The Arizona Cardinals lost a football game. The Phoenix Coyotes lost a hockey game. And the Phoenix Suns lost a basketball game.
That's too bad.
But with the Arizona Diamondbacks beating the Yankees in Game 7 to win the World Series, it kind of made up for it.
Yeah, remember it well.
Think about it. That's the only time that a city has had all four pro sports teams in action at the same time.
So, and when was that? What was the date?
November 4th, 2001.
NFL starts, NBA's playing, Major League Baseball is going deep into the World Series, and it was delayed that year because of 9/11, so it brought it later than it would normally finish, and hockey season's going on.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, very quickly, because it's taboo for Stan and Haney to talk hockey. But I got a chance to watch on...
we were told never to talk about it again.
I got a chance to watch on NBC last night a little bit of the Bruins' St. Louis Blues. And I'm telling you, when you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, the quality of hockey and how compelling it is...
The intensity.
When you don't even have a dog in the fight and you're watching them play, it's incredible. And I'm watching the St. Louis Blues play the Boston Bruins. Bruins won last night, take it to Game 7 in Boston. But they're saying how it's the St. Louis Blues' chance for their first Stanley Cup, longest drought of any team in existence that's never won a Stanley Cup. You want to know how sick the NHL is? And I know this because when the Whalers came into the NHL, they basically said, oh, you're coming in, we're just going to take everybody on your team. When the original six expanded to include the St. Louis Blues, they said, well, we're going to teach you a valuable lesson. You're all expansion teams. You're not very good. You're going to be in your own division. and we're going to keep our original six in our division, and you play amongst yourselves, and then you're going to go and take your winner, and we're going to play the Stanley Cup. And the St. Louis Blues, who are after their first cup, played their first 2 years of expansion, made it to the Stanley Cup Finals because they were in their own expansion division and basically got their ass kicked when they made it to the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, they're going for their first one. I hope they win.
No, I'm sorry. No. I'm with Boston because I've cashed a check from them, so therefore
I understand.
I am a member of the Bruins organization.
I'm a natural Bruins hater.
You know, on this show, we like to keep up with the latest from NASA.
Oh, yeah.
And they've announced they're opening up the International Space Station to tourists. Now, I'm not sure how that will work. I don't know what your impression of the International Space Station is. But if you look at the layout of it, it would be like a bunch of minivans melded together.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Not a lot of room to move around, not much to see unless you're looking out a window.
Yep. It's just basic like stages linked up together to form a conglomerate of mess.
Oh, yeah. To be kind, like a couple of mini storage units with connectors.
Yeah. You know, a couple of Airstreams connected together.
Oh, no, that's too big.
Yeah.
So this is kind of big news because up until now, they have banned any commercial use of the ISS. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know, let's see what my options are. Orlando, Bahamas, Vegas, or space?
A lot of people would take space.
Okay, well, it'll cost you $35,000 per night.
Jeez.
To stay on the space station for up to 30 nights.
Continental breakfast?
I think it comes in a tube.
Yeah.
Now, that $35,000 a night, that's just for your accommodations. You'll have to pay another company to fly you there and back.
Oh, yeah.
And considering that it costs roughly $60 million for companies like SpaceX to make the trip, odds are the cost will be in the millions. But you know what? A lot of these tech people, they got it lying around.
Yep.
They'll start as soon as next year.
Oh, good for them.
Well, you know, it's about time we got a return on that investment. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forevermark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, police officers in Salt Lake City, Utah, called 911 last week after they got into a crowded elevator and the elevator got stuck.
Ah.
The elevator was located in the public safety building, which happens to be the same building where 911 dispatchers work. Now, you're a 911 operator, and you receive a 911 call from a police officer in your building. It took a while for the police to explain, yes, they were being serious, and yes, they were calling from inside the building. The dispatcher sent over the Salt Lake Fire Department to rescue them. When the cops heard that plan, one of them groaned, I bet the fire department can't wait to post this on the social media.
Laughing stock.
Everything went smoothly and everyone in the elevator was fine, but yes, they did post the hell out of it. You know, there are a lot of jokers out there that'll tell you about something called global warming.
Yeah, come on. Wake up.
But every once in a while, the truth gets through. The ABC affiliate in Scranton, Pennsylvania has a segment on the news where people can call in and give their opinions, and then the station blasts them out to everyone watching. And last week, one of their callers volunteered to explain why they're seeing more tornadoes than they used to.
Yeah.
Do you have it there?
I do.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
For what it's worth... the scientific community is split on that theory.
still up in the air.
Well, who could know? He could be right.
Well, you know, I've heard crazier things. I've
the disturbance in the air because the traffic circles gets it all whirly.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, police in Greenfield, Indiana, pulled over 19-year-old Deontay Parrish.
Yeah, right on, Deontay.
For the wrong way on the shoulder of Interstate Wednesday afternoon.
Hey, Deontay!
Now, you almost immediately assume this must be a drunk or impaired driver.
Yeah, he's drunk.
No, he was completely sober, not under the influence of any substance. He was driving intentionally the wrong way on the interstate.
Why?
Police did ask Deontay that question. His reply? It's faster. It's faster to drive on the wrong side of the road because the traffic. Now, he did not cause it. Police onto him pretty quick, although he is reckless driving. No DUI charge, just reckless driving.
You know, last season... twice down here in Southwest Florida when all the snowbirds were here going the wrong way down the road. They weren't either. They were just nine.
Thing I don't have a lot of, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, but over the weekend, a 45-year-old man riding a motorcycle on I-95 near Daytona. Hit by light.
Hit him in. They showed his
hit
helmet.
Hit him right on the helmet.
Right on the helmet. Caused a bunch of traffic delays.
Killed him dead.
Because of a bolt of lightning hitting him.
Yep.
That old wives' tale about rubber on your tires and all that stuff isn't true, you know.
Not when you're on a bike,
no,
I guess.
No, and I don't think it is on a car either.
You're fine.
It'll ground you.
Well, we don't want to incite panic, Stan. Tell them what they need to hear.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
It won't happen to you. And that's the news for today.
There he is. Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon for the Stan and Haney Show.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
That's a fact.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I-O.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he is going to take you through your evening. And don't forget, all this week, your chance to get qualified for a pair of tickets to the Rolling Stones. Just keep listening to get qualified by winning a copy of the Rolling Stones live DVD, Bridges to Bremen. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's busy out there.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pinecrest Street and Pondella Road. Also in North Fort Myers, crash. 3500 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway. Moving to Fort Myers, got a crash, 12,000 block of Metro Parkway, right by the European Bakery. And then we got two in Lehigh Acres. The first, a crash, Leonard Boulevard South and Owen Avenue South. And the other one is in Lehigh Acres, Williams Avenue and West 7th Street. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My wife, she gets so mad. She gets all mad at me. She's always like, I can't believe you go up there in front of people and make fun of people having babies and women's issues. You don't know anything about women's issues. You sit on your fat ass and watch TV all the time. I was like, well, if you know that, why don't you put women on TV to teach us about your issues? She goes, we do. And it's called the National Organization of Women. I was like, yeah, but those chicks look like me. I ain't watching that, you know. They're all mad stuff. They're hairy and scary, and it ain't funny. And I thought it was funny until my wife was at one of my shows. The show ended. I started talking about that stuff. She freaked out and charged the damn stage. She's screaming at me. I can't believe you're up there in front of people making fun of women's issues after our talk. I take care of our house, I take care of our baby, I take care of our bills. You wouldn't be jack squat without me. She's kind of right, you know. So I just want to say that I think it sucks women get ripped off in the job place. If a woman does the same job as a man, you should make the same amount of money as a man. You're damn right. And the reason you don't is because deep down inside, guys are jealous of you because we know you're the only creatures God created to be loving and caring and strong enough to give us the greatest gift in the world, and that's a human life. And I don't get laid at home unless I say that crap every night.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Haney said it before we went on the air. Twenty-something years ago, you'd think accident.
Oh, you would immediately think it was an accident.
Dateline, New York City. The New York City Fire Department is responding to a helicopter crash into the roof of a 54-story office building, Midtown Manhattan. This is according to law enforcement officials. A report of the crash at 7th Avenue and West 49th Street came in shortly before 2. No other details are immediately available. The city has issued an emergency notification saying expect road closures and emergency vehicles. And we're looking at the the TV now.
Well, Stan, at this point, all we can do is speculate. Is there any chance this is in retaliation for the shooting of David Big Poppy Ortiz?
That is another one. Last night, I'm going to bed, and on the news,
you would think that
Big
guy
Poppy
would be
shot.
You would think he would be bulletproof wherever he went. especially in the Dominican.
He's in the Dominican. He's outside of a bar.
And he's the local boy that became a superstar. If you're not bulletproof at that point.
Gets shot from behind, through and through, through his stomach. Latest news was that they had to remove his gallbladder and some intestines. And he's recovering.
If David Ortiz is not safe in the Dominican Republic, are any of us safe?
Nobody is. They caught the guy. Well, they caught him out there and beat the living crud out of him.
Sad to say, it seems like he'd be safer in Boston.
Yeah. Well, they love him in Boston. Well, they love him in the Dominican, too.
But he got shot there.
Yeah, I know. And oh, look. There they are. Look it.
Oh.
That's the guy that shot Big Poppy. He's getting the crud beat
allegedly, because with every blow he's going, I don't know nothing and I can prove it.
Yeah. My goodness. They have have you seen the video footage, the black and white footage of Big Poppy sitting there and the guy?
And then all of a sudden you see a lurch back and to the left.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see that? He was standing still.
Yep.
Again, it's grainy film.
And we're lucky to have any film of this at all.
Back.
So sometimes you got to slow it down, run it frame by frame, yes. And that's what you'll see. The action goes back and to the left.
Yep. Yeah, very slow. You know, people at first didn't know what direction the shot came from, but we know just by the movement of the body.
And then
back
you can,
to the left.
We see the movement of Ortiz back and to the left.
Yeah, that's right.
And you see the general disbelief.
There you go,
right
back
there.
Back and to the left.
Watch. Oh, that was that moments before.
Back.
Look, there it is.
Yep.
Right there.
And to the left.
Back and to the left. It might point to a second gunman. I don't know. But look at it again. And to the left.
And you can see there, it's almost as if it's manufactured chaos.
Yep.
That may not have been the actual shot.
Could not be, yep. Might have been the guard next to him.
There's also, if you look at it very closely, and yes. I don't know if you can see it on this particular image.
Yeah.
There's a girl wearing a polka dot dress.
Yep.
Who very quickly leaves the scene.
And in the Dominican, another one looks like almost like a Russian lady. Let's call her the babushka woman.
Mm-hmm.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Let's rewind that.
Back and to the left. I hope he's okay. You're right. He would have been safer in Boston. And Boston's a town that's got a real chip on its shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you look at the guy that allegedly shot him, and he's within an inch of death. He's been beaten senseless. Can you imagine what a Boston beatdown would do?
They wouldn't be kicking him. They'd have blackjacks, brass knuckles.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to answer any questions at this point.
They'll have their very own Louisville slugger.
Yep.
Let me show you how Big Poppy did it.
Yep. This is for you, Big Poppy.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.